66.3% were in support of an entrance fee of various values. If they said that they were interested or willing to pay an entrance fee, they were asked whether they would be willing to pay an $8 entrance fee, and that made up about 44% of the sample.
Most people favored a fee of $5 or less to get into the popular park. About 36% said they'd pay a $75 fee for an annual park pass. Commissioner Norm Roche said that may suggest something about who goes to Fort DeSoto and how often.
That can lead you to an understanding of how many average these folks were visiting annually. Obviously not enough to save money by a 75, but okay, I'll hit it once for $8. So I think that's an important distinction there to keep in mind.
The survey was conducted over 10 days. Over 1,000 people were contacted by phone, and 267 people took part. The county also conducted an online survey. Researchers treated those results differently, though, since they could not control the demographic proportions of the online survey respondents. For the phone survey, Lindemuth said researchers dialed numbers at random that had a 727 area code. Other questions in the survey attempted to gauge which services Pinellas residents found vital and those that aren't so important. Public safety got the bulk of the vote on the question of areas to cut first, but Lindemuth said this appears to directly conflict with responses to the question of what people don't want to see cut.
And when asked what to cut last, you'll notice that public safety is also at the top. So I think that that's probably causing some questions in your mind right now.
She said this happened because of the way the survey categorized government services. Lindemuth said the biggest number of participants wanted to see animal control cut first, but also said they want to preserve emergency management as much as possible. She said the survey showed a lot of real division in the community over services that often get roped into politics.
The two controversial service areas that I list here are county parks and indigent health care, and I list those because they were both the top second and third mentioned under cut first and cut last.
Lindemuth said areas that got more cut first votes than cut last included code enforcement, homeless assistance, building permits, and the Heritage Museum. She said one service category many want to keep is a little unexpected.
The very high priority responses were related strongly to environmental and preservation categories.
Pinellas County faces an estimated $21.5 million deficit for the next year. In recent years, the county has had to cut spending to bare bones and is currently grappling with how to chop even more out of the budget without doing any further harm to essential government services. The April survey was a way to get the public's point of view on the issue. County Commissioner Susan Lotvala said the only problem with that is that some members of the public might not even know where the harshest cuts have already been made.
There was a high number of people that thought administration should be cut. Been there, done that. It's one of the first places we went. So you have to balance all that with what we know and what's already taken place.